This is Ted Kennedy. Is Senator Al Simpson from outer space? Some people think so. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, I'm sure you'll deny it, but a supermarket tabloid carried an unusual story the other day that was picked up by the legitimate newspapers. The story claims that you and four other United States senators are aliens from outer space, extraterrestrials. That couldn't possibly be true, Al, and yet I have to admit there's a certain resemblance between you and E.T. The story gives new meaning to your interest in wide open spaces, Al. It helps explain where you get all those far-out positions you take on the issues. You won't do anything about astronomical health care costs. You keep voting for Star Wars to put gold-plated weapons in outer space. You keep pouring billions of tax dollars into the space station instead of meeting higher priority needs here on Earth. What a story, Al. All the time I thought you were Homer Simpson when you're really E.T.
Call home there, Ted. You didn't read the whole story. Fellow alien Senator Sam Nunn said there are more aliens in the Senate than just the five of us listed. Come to think of it, pal, I've seen you wolf down more than a few Reese's Pieces and Milky Ways in your time. Really, Ted, the way you spend tax dollars is truly out of this world. Tell us, Ted, is a spaceship full of aliens really going to land here in Disneyland East and write out a check for $1 trillion to bail us out of debt? Inquiring minds really want to know on that one. Frankly, this tabloid space alien stuff is quite all new to me. But, Ted, since you are really the tabloid king, I know you'll have a few pointers for me. So next time they beam me up, it's comforting to know that I can go straight to the old expert for good counsel. This is Al Simpson. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.